Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about elevating cheaper cuts of beef, specifically chuck roast, to rival expensive steaks. Let's dive in.
Sounds delicious. I'm always looking for ways to make budget-friendly meals taste amazing. What's the magic behind transforming a humble chuck roast?
The secret weapon here is sous vide, a cooking method that uses precise temperature control. It's like giving your chuck roast a luxurious spa treatment.
Sous vide, huh? I've heard of it, but haven't tried it myself. Is it expensive to get started?
Not necessarily. While a chamber vacuum sealer can be an investment, there are budget-friendly alternatives, like using a regular Ziploc bag and the water displacement method, or even a handheld vacuum pump. You don't need fancy equipment to achieve fantastic results.
Right. Accessibility is key. So walk me through the process. How do you prepare the chuck roast for its sous vide bath?
First, seasoning is key. You can go classic with salt and pepper, but don't be afraid to experiment. The robust, beefy flavor of chuck roast can handle bolder seasonings like Thai red curry or smoky honey habanero. It's where you can get creative and have fun.
I see. Interesting. What about the toughness of chuck roast? How does sous vide address that?
That's where the magic of time and temperature comes in. Cooking the chuck roast low and slow at around 131 degrees Fahrenheit for 24 hours breaks down the tough connective tissues, resulting in a melt-in-your-mouth texture.
Got it. 24 hours is quite a while, but it sounds worth the wait.
Absolutely. And you can even cook it straight from frozen, which is super convenient. Once it's done, pat it dry, sear it in a hot pan for a beautiful crust, and slice it up for easy sharing.
Sear it? Even after it's cooked for 24 hours? What's the purpose of searing?
Searing adds a delicious crust and enhances the flavor. A stainless steel pan works great because it creates a nice sear and releases the steak when it's ready. Butter basting is optional, but definitely adds a touch of richness.
Okay, so about that flaky salt. I've seen some comments online about it being just a fad. What's your take?
Flaky salt is not a fad. It's a finishing touch that adds a delightful salty crunch. It's like adding a sprinkle of magic to an already delicious dish.
I agree. It elevates the texture and flavor. So is sous vide the only way to achieve this tenderness? What if someone doesn't have the equipment?
If you don't have a sous vide setup, you can try the reverse sear method, which involves using an oven and a meat thermometer. It requires a bit more attention, but it's a viable alternative. Let us know if you'd like us to cover that technique sometime.
Definitely. I'd love to learn more about that. So to recap, affordable chuck roast can be transformed into a delectable, tender steak with the help of sous vide, some creative seasoning, and a good sear.
Precisely. And don't forget that finishing touch of flaky salt. Thanks for joining us today as we explored this delicious topic. Until next time, happy cooking.
Goodbye.